Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And this week we are talking about melting versus molting, surviving versus thriving. We are in the midst of a global pandemic, a super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. I encourage you, if you haven't already, there is a video that is going viral, if you're listening to this right now. But even if you're not, there's a video that's gone somewhat viral of a woman dressed as Mary Poppins. And it's a video of her at home singing a parody of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And instead, it's super bad, transmittable, contagious, awful virus. It's great for a good laugh. It's wonderful. We need more laugh and fun right now. And it's also, they're tough times, right? I'm not inviting you to stick your head in the sand and to say, no, it's all good. It's going to be fine. We're going to go back to the same normal, because we're not. We are at an inflection point in our history. This is the worst pandemic, one of the worst pandemics anyway in history. And it's gonna define this part of the 21st century. The coronavirus of 2020. And we can choose to melt through this and stress through this and feel ashamed and feel like, oh, I need saving and why can't we just go back? We can melt through it or we can molt through it just like animals do. Animals molt, they shed their skin to make way for new growth. And that's what I talked about on the last episode. And I invited you to make the shift that you really have control. Realize that you have control over way more than you think. You have control over your thoughts. You have control over your emotions. You have control over how you show up. You have control over the decisions that you make, the actions that you take, and focus on that. That's how you're going to molt through this challenge, become the best version of yourself through this challenge, as opposed to melting and being a victim to circumstances, because we're not victims. We're leaders. We're leaders. And so today I want to talk a little bit more about this from the perspective of surviving versus thriving. Do you want to survive as a tech leader, or do you want to thrive as a tech leader? And there's been a lot of focus lately on simply surviving. There's been a lot of focus on, I just want to get by. I just want to make sure that I can pay rent. I just want to make sure that there's a roof over my head, that we have enough food. I was talking to my mom lately, and lately she's been bringing up more scarcity and survival stuff. Like, oh my God, there's not enough chicken. I went to go look for chicken and there wasn't any chicken. And so it's like, there's a lot of that energy around. I want to just make sure that we have food and that we have shelter and that we have our health, because so many people are not healthy right now. And look, I want to make one thing abundantly clear, is that yes, be grateful for all that you have. Be grateful for the roof over your head. Be grateful that you can eat 3 square meals a day and snacks. Be grateful that you can, that you have your health right now if you have it, that if you don't, be grateful for your immune system, be grateful for your body's ability to heal, and that you will get through this. Be grateful for everything that you have right now. I'm not saying to take that for granted. And what you also get to do is decide whether you want to survive through this challenge or whether you want to thrive through this challenge, because you get to choose. And like I often say, I'm not here to argue. I'm not here to convince. I'm here to influence. There's a difference. By influencing as leaders, what we're doing is we're creating the space to help other people to make empowering decisions. We're creating this space to help other people and enroll other people in possibilities they did not previously see. And what I know right now is because there's so much of a focus on scarcity and worry and is there enough chicken? There's so much of that right now that I am inviting you to shift your focus. I know as a leader, as a world-class coach of technical managers, I know that you may be focusing on scarcity and just surviving right now. And I'm inviting you. I'm creating that space to inspire you, to influence you, to instead say, what if I could thrive? What would that look like? How would I show up? Who would I be? What choices would I make? What actions would I take? How would I feel? What if I could thrive right now? What if I could feel completely and totally happy and joyous and satisfied and successful and fulfilled right now, even amidst all of this uncertainty? What would that look like? What would that feel like? Who would you be? I'm simply inviting you to do that. And I'm going to give you a hint that we are all born to thrive. We're all born miracles. And we're all born to create nothing less than more miracles. You have it in you right now to build your dream tech career. You have it right in you right now to build your legacy. A legacy that when you actually build it, it's going to blow your mind because it's going to be even better than what you're able to imagine right now. We're all born to thrive. We're all born to live lives of unlimited magic, unlimited creative awe, of fulfillments, of success, of sustainable success, of rapid, massive success. We're all born to do that. We just forget sometimes. So I'm here to remind you. And the shift that I invite you to make, even if it's just for a moment, is to choose to live with purpose and on purpose. Choose to live with purpose and on purpose in your career, with your family, in every single aspect of your life. Because when we connect to our purpose, that's when the magic happens, folks. I absolutely believe in the magic of everyday life. It may not look and feel and sound and touch and taste the same way as it does like when you're watching a sci-fi film or reading a fantasy novel. But make no mistake about it, there is an everyday magic. There is an everyday serendipity. There is an everyday flow to life. Those magical moments when everything just seems to come together. And sometimes it's those moments of flow. It's those moments where you are just 100% connected to what you are doing. And there are no worries. Like worry, what's worry? I am connected and I am doing this and I am in flow, man. I am in the moment. I am 100% mindful of what is going on right now. It's those magical moments. It's also those magical moments where those moments of serendipity that everything just seems to come together. You know, like I've been fortunate enough to and have been strong enough to have been able to create many of those moments in my life. One of them was when we chose to move from the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, to Boston. And this was when Rob was up-leveling his career. And that's when he landed a job as a software engineering manager, which was at that point an up-level for him. He landed that job in Boston. That's when I chose to start my own business. And we decided that we wanted to do it in Boston. That was part of the dream. And one of those serendipitous moments was when it happened faster than we had thought that it would, that Rob landed that job much, much quicker. It was within like a month of him going on the job market. And so it was like, okay, we're moving to Boston. We're going to sell the Pennsylvania house and we're moving to Boston. Okay. And then we were like, okay, we need a place to live. We need a roof over our heads, right? And because he was starting like the next month. Talk about rapid, massive success, right? So it was like, yeah, we're going to move to Boston. We're going to move next month and we're going to have a place to live. This is just simply what's so. Even though it wasn't in reality so yet, we trusted in the magic. We trusted in the serendipity. We trusted in being connected to that purpose because that's who we are. That's what we decided to do. And so one of those serendipitous moments was when we were like, okay, Rob accepted the offer. Thank you. You know, this is awesome. I'm really excited. And we start next month and we need a place to live. We're like, all right, find a place to live at Boston starting September 1st. And it's August 1st. Challenge. And for those of you who know the Boston rental market, we were going to rent. We rented to start with. And those of you who know Boston rental market or any big university city rental market, finding a place September 1st when all of the students are starting and it's like crowded, they already claim them like back in February and March. We're like, we got this. So actually what happened was, and we were sharing with all of our family, and what happened was that my brother was like, oh, that's so awesome. You guys are moving to Boston. Like, my brother lives in Boston as well. He's like, that's going to be so great. Do you want to be neighbors? And I was like, what? I was like, I love my brother. Of course I want to be neighbors, right? He's like, yeah. So we just found out that our neighbors are looking to sublet their place and they need somebody to move in right away. Cool. Send us pictures. Oh, wow. And what was also really cool was that, like, it's a twin. And so it was basically just the same layout as their place. And we knew their place. And so we were like, oh, cool. We could see ourselves living there. It's just like next door. Awesome. Done. We got a place to live for 3 months. Perfect. It's one of those synchronous moments where it was like we were living with purpose. We were, what I mean by that is you're making decisions and you're taking bold actions that are based on your mission and you're stretching the boundaries of your comfort zone. And you're saying, all right, I'm going to jump off this cliff because I know I got 3 parachutes and I know how to use them. I'm going to do this. You're living with purpose. You're connected to your larger mission and you're living on purpose. You know your mission with so much clarity that it's like every single moment, just new magic and new moments of synchronicity and moments of flow just seem to just keep happening. That is how you thrive through challenges like this, is that you connect even more to what your purpose is. You connect even more to taking those bold actions. Now is a time when a lot of people are like, no, I'm just going to sit and wait, and I'm not going to, no way am I going to take any risky actions right now. But actually, it's when you lean into the challenges, when you choose to stretch what you're capable of, that's always how you break through to the next level, especially when you want to upgrade your career, and especially in the face of challenges. So you got to know your purpose to start with, though. Like, who are you? What do you want to be when you grow up? What is your career mission? What is your zone of genius, your zone of brilliance? What are the set of skills and abilities that you have where you just shine through them? That's thriving. What is your zone of brilliance? What is your purpose? And look, for some of you, you don't know the answer to that yet, and that's fine. You will figure it out. But you can't live your purpose. You can't live with purpose and on purpose without knowing what your purpose and your mission is. So we invite you to know that. Because trust me, we've talked to many potential clients who don't know what they want to be. when they grow up. And that's okay. They don't know what career 2.0 or 3.0 is going to be for them. That's great. You just don't know it yet. You'll figure it out. Absolutely, you'll figure it out. But that's the shift I invite you to make. Choose to live with purpose. Choose to live on purpose. Choose to take bold actions that are in alignment with who you are in your mission. Choose to be connected to that mission every single day. That's how you're going to thrive through this challenge. And look, if you are merely surviving right now, or if you're on that verge of thriving and surviving, or you just want more thriving because you know it's going to even get harder and harder to thrive, especially when it comes to your tech career. And if you want help and you're ready to run that marathon of career transformation, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book, because you don't have to go it alone. And honestly, it's not possible to have breakthroughs alone. You can't, it's not possible. Like, through the help, by having expert help like ours, you can learn to have personal breakthroughs. Like, in other words, you have conversations with yourself where you have a breakthrough for yourself and you're like, oh, wow, I never realized that before. I'm ready to go kill it on the job market. But it doesn't happen on your own. It can't, because you're not aware. You're unconsciously incompetent. You don't know what you don't know. And you need experts to guide you to see what you know, what you don't know, and to shine a light on that, as well as to shine a light on all of the other areas where you may need a little bit more dialing in terms of skills, in terms of abilities, in terms of strategy. There's hundreds, there's thousands of different dials that could potentially need dialing in when it comes to what's keeping you from upgrading your tech career. So that's why you want to work with experts like us, because you don't have to waste your time figuring out what dials to dial in. We'll be able to identify these are the dials. This is where you need to calibrate. This is the knob that you need to turn to make that needle move a little bit or a lot, whatever it might be. So it's not possible to achieve career transformation in your life without expert career help. It's not possible to achieve any kind of transformation in your life without help. We're in this together. We do this together. We stand together. We rise together as leaders. So if you're ready for those changes and you don't want to be merely surviving and you want to thrive in your tech career, time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And look, if you're not clear on what your purpose is, if you're not clear on what your mission is, if you don't know what you want to be when you grow up, book a call with us as well, because we can help you get that clarity. Trust me, we've had thousands of conversations with current tech managers and aspiring tech managers about, wow, yeah, I don't know what I want. Okay, great. Let's help you figure that out. We are experts in helping you to get that clarity. That's really what they are. They are career clarity calls. What are the exact next steps for you to get where you want to go in your tech career? That's what we can help you do. You don't have to read any more blog articles. You don't have to mindlessly surf Twitter or Facebook or Medium articles, because those are all generalized approaches and generalized advice. And frankly, a lot of them are band-aids, when really what you need is a deep dive and an expert help and an expert opinion and a customized solution based on your dreams, based on your context, based on where you are right now. And that's what we're going to do for you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. The message of the day, the question that I encourage you to ask yourself, do you want to survive as a tech leader, or do you want to thrive? Again, another empowering question. I'll leave you with that for the day and talk to you next week. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.